Sa pa sa. So this it just completes the lesson 2 or practice lesson 2. Just to remind you, the purpose of these practice lessons is to give you some hooks over and above the Sarali Varsa, Janta Varsa and all others which you might normally learn, and to explain the purpose behind these Sarali Varsa, etc. So one of the important purposes of Sarali Varsa and so on is for you to be able to conceptualize swaras and to have an idea in your mind where it is, and also be able to sing it or play it if you are doing an instrument. So one standard way of doing this is to take sa, sa, re. So be able to pick a note and then sing it with relation to the sa or with relation to pa. Sa. Suppose I want to sing sa ga. Sa ga. So I'm able to conceptualize ga and be able to sing it immediately. Then suppose I say sa ma. Sa ma. So try it yourself. Sa ma. Then sa. Suppose I want pa and ask, where is pa with respect to the shruti which is going on in the background? Where is pa? Sa pa. There it is. So not only do I have a mental note about it, but I am also able to articulate it. And as I explained in the previous part of this, if you say sa pa, you're actually saying pa, the syllable pa, but you're singing the note or frequency corresponding to dha. It is actually sa da, and you're calling it sa pa. That's wrong. Okay, so you should be able to identify this. This is one of the subtler aspects and little more tougher for initiates in music, but you should look out for it. Especially you should watch if somebody else is singing with you and see if they are singing exactly the same thing. If they are not, you ask which is who's right, you or they. Sa pa sa dha sa ni sa sa ri sa ri ga ri ma with respect to ri. Ri pa ri dha ri ni ri sa. Okay, so you are able to get the idea. Ga sa ga ri ga ma ga pa ga da ga ni ga sa ma sa ma ma sa ma ri ma ri ma ga ma ga ma pa ma pa ma dha ma ni ma sa. These kinds of longer distances you encounter in dhatu varsa exercises. But what I'm trying to tell you is that this is an essence of what you need to get out of that. So suppose I were to tell you to sing two arbitrary notes, say ga ni ga ni. Try to sing it. Ga ni. Okay, so suppose I say ni ma ni ma. You should be able to get it. Ni ma. Okay, sa ri sa ri sa ri. See, these are, so you should be able to fix in your mind where these notes are. The next exercise is to practice conceptualization of three sequence notes. That is, we just did two sequences here, ri ma ri pa, etc. Similarly, you should be able to do three sequences. Like suppose you say sa pa sa. Sa pa sa. Suppose I say even a complex thing like ni ga pa ni ga pa. Can you do that? Ni ga pa. Dha ri ma. Dha ri ma. This might seem unsettling, but this is what you're supposed to learn at the end of all the dhatu swaras and so on. Dha ri ma. Ri ni ga. Ri ni ga. Ri ni ga. So test yourself. Have some fun and choose some note combinations. And be careful that you should not confuse a note which the syllable or the word you utter. So ni is only right when you utter the syllable ni at the right frequency. Suppose you say ni, that's not ni. Ni, that's ni. So let me give you some tests here. Suppose I were to do dha. Dha. Is that dha? Pa dha. That's dha. Okay. Suppose I were to do ga. Ga. Is that correct? Sa ri ga. Yes, it's right. Ga. That's not right in this ragam. Ga. Ma. Pa ma. That's not the correct ma here. Ma. That's the ma. So the important idea of this exercise is that you should have some fun. See, Carnatic music has two parts. One is a part where you learn by rote, or it's known as Kalpita Sangeeta, like the Sarali Varsa, Janta Varsa, Geetam, etc., are things you learn on your own. But another big aspect of the Carnatic music is Kalpana Sangeeta, that you have to imagine on your own. And this is an example of improvising on the basic Sarali Swara itself, or the basic Swaras itself. So you should make it a habit to improvise a little bit, even in these basic things. Okay? So we conclude this chapter with simple ideas of Sarali Swara and show how this all fits in. Sarigama. Sarigama. Sarigama padhani sa. Sa ni dha pa, sa ni dha pa, sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa. So in this we have seen that sarigama 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 padhani sa. It is nice and serene to learn it for the first time. But then what you should look out for is you should ask yourself questions. Now, what is the interesting things about this Sarali Swara? Here it has two patterns like sarigama, sarigama, sarigama padanisa, sanidapa, sanidapa, sanidapa magarisa. It's symmetric. Okay, and it has 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 8, 4, 4, 8, that kind of separation. And then it has ri, ma, pa, dha, ni, sa, and all these things. Sa, ri, ma, pa, dha, sa. So that's another agam which comes out of this called Malahari, which has a subset of the notes of Sarali Varse, which is the Mayamala Vagola Ragam. So what we will do is, I will end this class right here, and then we will have separate classes on Sarali Varse. But you should view this class and some of the others as exercises that you do in addition to your Sarali Varse and Janta Varse, etc., so that you can nail the exact concepts in your mind, so that when you move on, you'll be able to pick up other songs quite easily. Bye.